I didn't mean to be playing this song right now, but it's just gonna play, so we're gonna listen to it right now. Sorry, guys. Oh, hi there, and welcome back, my lascivious, larcenous, lugubrious listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is DJ Hapa Honey, aka DJ Muscle Bunny, aka Tommy Menace on the Loose, on the Skinny Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's really all I'm going to say for now. You have another wonderful installment of the Skinny Hour, the best hour of low BMI radio. BMI is slightly up, and so is morale, so that's something positive to report. Sorry, I didn't mean for Wargasm to come on this early in the rotation. I was having a little technical difficulty, but hopefully that woke you up. I'm very awake. I'm a little bit delirious. But that's just a different thing entirely. Let's get into these cosmic airwaves together, and thank you so much for tuning in.
When I secrete my pheromones, all these bitches fucking grown. When I say get it on you, never change. This I know. Suicide in my throat, say it till I fucking choke. Competition, well, I don't know. Same shit, different day, same names, different jokes, same shade, different post, same bitch, different hope. O-N-E-M-O-R-E-B-L-U-N-T. T-O-T-H-E-F-A-C-E-H-O-E. Woe is me, but I got the fucking fleek behind me. 30 MGs, that needs to be like triple that least. It's on the each, I lead them all to their own defeat. Take a seat, ain't no one chopping cherry trees. For a dollar, you can suck my dick with wooden teeth.
Hi, everyone. You just heard some Sunny Hill, Tammy T, Orange Caramel, and Tommy Cash with Suicide Boys and Diplo, surprisingly. That was the one in there that I was kind of, one of these things is not like the other. I just wanted to come on here and talk to you all a little bit. Maybe I was inspired by this of my original set list getting messed up, or just the general autumnal feeling that was very present today, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about change, because I know that I have been having a very, let's say, interesting time adjusting to the seasonal change at the moment. I think it's impacting me in a way that it normally wouldn't. I feel like a lot of people are feeling similarly. And, you know, I think seasonal change really messing you up. It is probably because you're responding to the notion of change that you can't negotiate with. So things like the seasons changing and time passing and us as people aging and changing, you know, there's really nothing that we can do about it. And there's a lot of change coming up in my life and in the lives of probably a lot of my listeners that is really daunting and really scary, and there is quite literally no way to be prepared for every single change that comes your way. And you can sort of take that heuristic and you can find some sort of solace in it, or you can use that to further spiral. That's really up to you. But I think in the face of all of these changes that I can't control, prepare for, nor negotiate with, there is something very distinctly empowering about taking change into your own hands and deliberately making changes to your life and your outlook, whether that's your mindset or your habits and hobbies or the way that you dress and present, really inciting and forcing change. And yes, I use the term forcing because a lot of people don't like to change. And just because you're forcing something doesn't mean it's necessarily a negative thing. And that doesn't mean it has to be permanent either. And undergoing these changes yourself, these sometimes can be seen as extreme or ill-advised. But it's a sort of necessary exposure therapy. And when you're purposefully taking change into your own hands and confronting that, it can make the change that is happening external to you be less scary. And I'll talk a little bit more about change and fear later, but yeah, really, that's all. We'll be right back.
And I'll be damned if I take a loss. Cut it up, I ship it off. Young fed, I triple dead, I'm never wrong. Bitch nigga, I'm the bad man, the bad man. Made a mill from the acting, the acting. With the stats, I put crack on spreadsheets. I wish that bitch nigga would try to get me. I said I'm JPEG Mafia, all caps, no spaces. Your coons be catching feelings, my niggas catch cases. I open hands, slap a closed-minded nigga facing. Wish a nigga would like a tree at the basin. I root for the home team, I ran for the base. Niggas wanna be white, don't get a facelift. Don't dap well, we can't chill, yo, that's racist. Rapping is my hobby, I am not an artist, I'm a ghost in a black body. Roll deep, white caddy with a black shotty. Looking for that bitch, nigga, hops in the lobby like damn. Shout out to the birds and all my niggas spitting fast to hide their shitty words, yo. One thing on my mind I can't figure is why every rapper shady influence. Fucker. Trust fund kid, don't come outside. You might get your shit pushed back tonight. Oh shit, bitch is lit. Got a full bill. Aim it at your head. Make a emo nigga slit his fucking wrist. I'm the man, and I got dead. Fuck Eminem. I put that on fucko red. Pussy nigga red. Pussy nigga red. I'ma get your mama hit. Make you understand. Post it on the gram. You might get your shit pushed back tonight. Stay inside, nigga. Trust fund kid, don't come outside. You might get your shit pushed back tonight. Little nigga, heard you like Pantera, bitch, not me. Heard you like Burzum, bitch, not me. Heard you bumping Rolling Stones, pussy nigga, please. Play that shit around me, I'ma put your ass to sleep. You fucking creep. I'm neo-Nazi sheep. Got guns in your arms and I'm aiming at elites.
I would also like to say, I like playing JPEG Mafia. WMFO as an institution does not endorse the views or the words or the lyrics of JPEG Mafia or literally anyone else. Just so you guys remember that.
Trust fund kid, don't come outside. You might get your shit pushed back tonight.
never heard something so... Yo, what the fuck was that shit you just played for me, yo? Nah, for real, what the fuck was that shit? Nah, I don't even want to hear that shit again. I gotta... Yo, what? That shit was so hard.
Yeah, that's like kind of the response that people, especially my dad, have when they listen to my epic on-air remixing, which I will not do this week because I am tired and I'm covered in chalk and I'm not in that cool DJ Sigma grind set right now. I'm just not. I'm not cool enough to be a DJ today, and that's okay. I'm wearing a sweater. I'm covered in chalk. I normally don't have eyebrows, but I drew some on today for fear. I don't know. I don't know why I did it. But you guys know what time it is in the hour. It's time for you to get educated and receive this public service announcement. School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, grades K through 12, impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at Chris with a K, so K-R-I-S, at soma.org. So K-R-I-S at S-O-W-M-A.org, or visit our website at www.soma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. I like these guys because they sound like fake talking heads.
And such a sweetness, you must all spice. Oh, I see a star, the daily grind. You shine your shoes, but can't taste the wine. Oh, it'd be too fast, but going nowhere. Stuck in the past, you lost the silver.
Okay, someone just asked if this is Weezer. This is not Weezer. I am not a Weezer listener. I don't know who has been spreading these lies about me on the internet. And this is not true. WMFO doesn't support Weezer. We support everyone else. Not Weezer. Haha, now you guys get real talking heads. Isn't that so funny how I set it up like that? It's absolutely hilarious. I'm a real life wire.
Psycho killer.
Kids can say.
Better run, 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 run.
Hi, everyone.
I'm back. That was not Weezer. I don't play Weezer on my show. I'm an above average Weezer enthusiast, so anyone who describes me as an average Weezer enthusiast is empirically wrong and gravely mistaken, and there will be consequences for such slander, especially on the skinny hour. This is a misinformation-free hour of college radio. I wanted to just check back in with you guys because transitioning the vibes just slightly a little bit to scary vibes, maybe. I think maybe soon I'll do a kind of curated scary vibes radio hour since it is October and whatnot. But speaking of scary, back to our conversation, this wonderful one-sided conversation where I just get to hear myself talk and I just get to say my brilliant, gorgeous thoughts from my brilliant, gorgeous mouth. Stuff pertaining to change, which is upon us at every moment and we have no bargaining power over it, and fear. And I think fear really gets a bad rap, kind of similar to pain, but fear can make you feel very alive. That's a very obvious statement. And also that fear gives you the opportunity to be brave. It gives you the opportunity to overcome, whether that is your own internal weaknesses and your own internal struggles or external struggles and, you know, external sources of pain and fear. And sometimes you are going to be a coward and sometimes it is your time to overcome it and get past it. And I was talking to a very dear friend recently about the fear of being alone. And at the moment, that's not something that she's able to handle. It's something she's going to have to confront later in her life, but she doesn't need to do that now. This is a call out. No, it's not. I'm kidding. Fear is not always a bad thing. And the next time a beast, a Goliath, an adversary confronts you, I challenge you to not cower away from it, nor attempt to slay it, but rather live inside it and be nourished by that which frightens you. Ingestate in your terror and let it invigorate you and emerge stronger than ever before.
nothing wrong with me, there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with me, I hope it's something underneath the face. Well, we're crying for our next fix. There's nothing wrong with me, there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with me, I hope it's something underneath the face. Well, we're crying for our next fix.
Killers never hurt the legs, killers never hurt the legs, killers never hurt the legs.
Throw to you back. road. Road.
Truth. God made me in his image. Who the fuck made you? You want my voice from me? You can have it. Just know I sound like this because the devil has my throat. I make your insides shift. That is my gift. The sea parts and then comes the flood. And men have died to make this. You can't imitate shit. The talent I have, I paid for in blood. I can tell you about things you'll die never having known. And I can take you places you could never ever go. And I've been there, so just know that death comes slow and life goes fast. Before you know it, it's through with your ass. Bitch, I am the powers that be. I am Christ crucified on the T. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Of teeth. No one meets death until they see me. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
So this is what you want.
You wanna carry this curse and have to cover your skin cause the blowing wind hurts. You want your childhood taken from you. You wanna feel someone's soul leave their body through their knife wounds. I make your insides shift. That is my gift. The sea parts and then comes the flood. And men have died to make this. You can't imitate shit. The talent I have, I paid for in blood. Bitch, I am the powers that be. I am Christ crucified on the T. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Messiah, the gnashing of teeth. No one meets death until they see me. I am the Alpha.
That was Alpha and Omega by King 810. Before that was Cerebral by Boys Noize. Boys Noize rocks. That's really, really all I have to say. I got to see them last weekend at Superior Ingredients. Boys Noize. No, it's one guy. Boys Noize is not a group of people. Boys Noize is one person. I don't know. I have really bad eyesight. I kind of can't tell what's going on most of the time. Regardless, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Sorry, this was kind of a low effort, low energy installment. But as always, I'm very grateful to all of you that tune in and listen to my horrible little show. This is DJ Hapa Honey, aka DJ Muscle Bunny, aka Tommy Menace on the Loose on the Skinny Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all have a wonderful night and a wonderful week.
하나 두 픽도 하는 세 나대 나 주고 배진